VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. Have you ever heard people telling you to love yourself more? What does it mean to love yourself? What are the criteria for it? In this video, you're going to learn what it means to love yourself and also what you should do to achieve the criteria of self-love. For example, there must be times that you have a fight with someone and you cannot forget about it. You start blaming the person and keep dwelling on it. Then, your friend suddenly walks by and comforts you by saying, "Yeah, a fight. So what? You can never reverse the time, so just let it go and move on." This, in fact, is something that you do when you're loving yourself. Like today's sentence, it tells us the reason why we should let go of those negative things when we are in this situation. Now, let's get into the sentence. And the sentence for today is, when you have an argument with someone or you have a grudge, or there's some sort of unsettled situation that occupies space in your mind, and there's this negative energy where you're always hurting because you haven't gotten over that situation. 如果你与他人起了争执，或对他人有所不满，或有未解决的事情，那都会占据你的脑海，而这些负面能量会让你痛苦不已，因为你没能克服那些境遇。好，那我们首先先来看发音的部分。第一个要注意的发音重点是 grudge。grudge 中的 dg 发是 j 的阻擦音。dg 通常就是发 j 的音，像是 judge。judge 意思是判断。再来，下一个发音重点是 situation。situation 中的 tu 发的是 ch 的音 situation。 第三个发音重点是 sort of 的连音，因为子音结尾的 t 和 of 连音， of 的母音被弱化，所以会变成 sort of sort of。 最后一个发音重点，因为句子本身比较长，所以会建议在逗点之后停顿换气。那我们来练一次哦。When you have an argument with someone or you have a grudge, or there's some sort of unsettled situation that occupies space in your mind, and there's this negative energy where you're always hurting because you haven't gotten over that situation. 好，那发音部分都没有问题的话，我们接下来就进入单字。首先，第一个单字是 grudge。 grudge 是名词，意思是怨恨、嫌隙。使用 grudge 的时候，如果要说与某人之间的嫌隙，搭配字需要使用 against。 另外，这个单字也可作为动词使用，当作动词的时候呢，意思会变成勉强的做点点点。那我们来看一下例句哦。 Let me say this one more time.I don't hold any grudge against you. 我再说一次，我对你毫无怨言。不知道听众们如果对别人有怨言的话，是会直接跟对方说，还是自己默默承受呢？像我就是完全隐藏不了情绪的人，所以我对别人有不满的话，一定会直接跟对方说。那我们进入下一个单词，下一个单词是 occupy。Occupy 是动词，意思是占有、占据或占用。Occupy 在影片中是指如果人紧抓着那些与他人发生的嫌隙不放，那么脑袋就会被负面事物所占据。这个字的意思可以是占有或占据，但也可以用来表示当一群人或军队占领他人的领土。那我们来看例句的部分。The room hasn't been occupied by anyone since my brother moved out. 自从我哥搬出去后，这个房间就再也没有被使用过了。 这让我想到前几年我哥去外地读书的时候，我就霸占他的房间，什么用不到的书啊全部都往他那里塞，结果他回来看到，我就跟他说这个叫借放，放到现在我也还是没有拿回来。好，那么我们来看最后一个单字，最后一个单字是 get over。 get over 是动词片语，意思是克服或是从点点点中恢复。 get over 在影片中是想表达，如果执着于那些曾经发生过的不愉快，那么你就无法继续向前走向更好的人生。那么我们来看一下例句哦。 It took Lily a year to get over Henry when he broke up with her. 当 Henry 提分手时， Lily 花了一年的时间才走出来。你们有什么难以克服的恐惧吗？对我来说应该是惧高症吧。我的惧高症真的是严重到我从三楼往下看都会腿软的那种，真的超级严重。 Well, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. After watching this video, you can learn more about self-love. Just remember, you are the only person that will be with you till the last moment of life, so treat yourself better than anyone else. Don't forget to practice today's sentence and leave a comment below. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!